TheRussiaHourAndHotNightShow.com.
Yes, man, it is the Rush Hour on Hot 97. DJ Enough on the set. I got a special friend on the telephone. That would be, can we have actually Drewski? Oh, one time for the Queen, Mary J. Blige on the telephone. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Angie.
Oh, I don't like your tone already. I don't like.
Well, it's not. It's first of all, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and. China, in Beijing.
That's where you are, in Beijing, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing in China?
Working. I've a show out here for Armani.
Nice.
It's a big, you know how it goes.
It's a big to-do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's a big to-do.
All right, so talk to me. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to clear up some recent, issues that have been brought out in the press concerning Fawn.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fawn, for those of you who don't know, is Mary's a non-for-profit where she helps put girls through college and helps
right.
Women get on their feet. And she launched it a couple of years ago and has been doing some great work. Anyway, so that's what Fawn is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just in case people don't
right.
know.
Well, it happens that Fawn has been mismanaged, and and when I found out about all these issues and things that are going on with concerning Fawn, I immediately got on the phone with my lawyers and my advisors, and trying to rectify this and fix this so that none of those women, would suffer that are going to college. No one would suffer, because my goal is to do exactly what I set out to do, and my motives were true and upfront. And I set out to empower, encourage, and help women, and because I got a second chance myself, I wanted to give them a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
But turns out that the business part of it was not managed properly. So, it looked like, everyone was going to suffer, but I'm not going to let anyone suffer. I just found out that when you don't hire the right people and have them in the right places doing the right things, and they don't have the same motives as you do, your business suffers. And there's a business to giving as well. So you have to have the right people
right.
to make sure everybody's straight. So right now, as we speak, I've hired a team of people that are making sure that my business is taken care of as far as Fawn is concerned. Mm-hmm. Fawn is not closing down. We are just restructuring. And we put a great team of people in place. And I'm just proud to say, that the grants, the scholarships that we set out to take care of will be taken care of. The Mary J. Blige Center, for women in Yonkers,
mm-hmm.
everyone's in good standing, and all the scholarship
so
programs.
So what happened exactly? So what is the problem? Is it lost the, money, or is it?
The problem is that it was mismanaged, and so the funding that needed to come in for everything, the business side dropped the ball, and everyone was about to suffer. So my team and I caught it right in time. Because as an artist, Angie, I'm an artist, and my goal was to do something great. I dreamed about helping save the lives of women. This is something I always wanted to do.
Mm.
But I only wanted to do it if I had the right team of people who can do the part that I can't do. The business side of this thing, I don't know about, mm-hmm. the business side of this thing. All I know about is giving. Giving my time, giving my lyrics, giving my life, giving my whole, being an example to these people, being an example to women. That's all I know. So the people that said that they were going to do the business, hire the right people, hire the wrong people, and now, financially, the foundation suffers. But right now, as we speak, the foundation suffers no more, because we have a new team of people
Good.
That have come in right now.
Good.
And we are to put us back on track right now. So I don't want to start calling out names and saying who did what and who
Uh-oh.
Did this.
It got
but just
crazy.
Know this.
No, just
know this.
Okay.
Mary J. Blige always bears the brunt of everybody's horrible mistakes. Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige always bears the brunt of people's incompetence. So, and like I said, it is my responsibility. That's fine. I'm a soldier. I'm strong, and I can take anything. especially stuff like this.
Listen, I've been at those I've been at the launch and I've been at the functions and I've seen you talking to these women and I've seen you put your heart and soul into this organization. Right. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's seen that. You know, people know what your heart is and what you're trying to do out here. And
absolutely. Angie, thank you. And I love those girls. And, you know, when I saw all of this madness going on, all I could see in my mind was, I can't let them be hurt like this. You know, they didn't come this far to end up being hurt by Mary J. Blige. I would not allow it.
I don't know I don't know how much you can talk about it, but with the issues, I guess the financial issues, are any of the girls' scholarships in jeopardy?
Well, right now they're all okay. Everybody's in good standing.
Okay.
We caught it right in time.
Good.
And what happened when I caught it, a lot of girls were on their way out, and I had to pay out my pocket. Like, I was not going to let those girls just suffer like that.
Wow.
So out of my pocket, I've been paying for those scholarships.
Wow.
Exactly. So I'm consistent in what I said I wanted to do. I love those girls, and I want them to live out their dream. I never got an opportunity like they're getting, and I just want them to be able to, you know, pass this on and do something like this for, you know, another generation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the team of people that this is the team of people that I'm putting around Fawn right now, not trusting friends and all this stupidity. The team includes a philanthropic consulting firm, a nonprofit law firm, and a forensic accountant. This is how a foundation is supposed to be ran.
Right.
So, we, you know, Fawn is looking good right now. I'm thankful for the people that are rallying around this thing because I really, really want it, you know, and really, really need it. And from day one, 3 years ago, when I said this is what I wanted, not a big party and not a good look. I don't care about all that. I don't care about money and, who's the hottest. All I care about is those girls' lives. That's it. That is all. And that's what I had to get straight because the press is making it, you know, it's going to look like, it's not going to say this person, that person. It's going to say Mary J. Blige looks like she's doing horrible business.
Right.
No, Mary J. Blige wasn't even doing the business part of it.
Right,
Mary J. Blige was just tending to, nurturing, loving, being an example, the person that I'm supposed to be to all those women in the foundation and at the Mary J. Blige Center for Women in Yonkers. We've done great work. The community loves us. They're happy that we're there. So I'm just here. That's why I'm just clearing that up right
That's
now.
All right. And waving the flag.
Absolutely.
This too shall pass, my love. This too shall pass.
Well, I know. You know, and what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And guess who's Hercules right now?
Go ahead, Hercules. We love you, Mama. You know that.
I love you more.
All right, get some rest. What time is it in China?
Oh, my God. It's probably, 3:30?
4 in the morning? Wow. All right, well, get some rest.
All right, love, Angie. I love you.
We'll see you when you get back. I love you, too. We're going to get to a Mary joint, shall we?
All right.
What type of Mary J. Blige we're calling in today, please? It's Hot 97.
The Angie Martinez Show with DJ Enough on Hot 97.